AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Roy Moore's wife says her husband is not backing away from his Senate campaign in Alabama. Moore is facing accusations of sexual assault. There was a rally today in Montgomery. Kayla Moore says voters will see through these stories about her husband.
To the people of Alabama, thank you for being smarter than they think you are. They will call you names. They will say all manner of evil against you. And I would say, consider the source.
One of Moore's accusers, Tina Johnson, says Moore groped her in 1991. She told NBC's Megyn Kelly Moore pressed his knee against hers.
As soon as we came into his office, it was ongoing flirting, telling me I was pretty. He said something to the phrase, you're attractive, or something like that. And he proceeded to ask me out on a date. And
he was married at the time.
I didn't know that either.
Meantime, in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Who do you believe? I believe her. Who do you believe?
There was a protest after Minnesota Senator Al Franken was accused of sexual harassment.
Who do you believe? I believe her.
An actress on the TV show Transparent says the show's star, Jeffrey Tambor, pressed his body against hers in a sexually aggressive manner during filming and made inappropriate and unwanted sexual statements. Tambor denies the allegations and says he has never been a predator, ever. The manhunt for the killer of a Baltimore homicide detective has entered its third day. Sean Suter was shot late Wednesday afternoon. He died yesterday. Police say the shooter was a man Suter approached in a vacant lot in a troubled area of West Baltimore. Reverend Jesse Jackson disclosed he's been seeking outpatient care for 2 years for Parkinson's disease and plans to dedicate himself to physical therapy. Jesse Jackson is 76 years old. This is AP Radio News. An official in South Dakota says there was a roughly five-hour lag between TransCanada's detection of a leak from the Keystone Pipeline and its notification of state environmental officials. An estimated 210,000 gallons of oil leaked. Kent Meckley owns land near the pipeline. He thinks the state sold out to the fossil fuel industry.
We had an awful lot of people that looked at this project, and they said it's a dangerous project. It's full of hold. It's rushed the way some people in Washington like to rush things now. And so it's almost not surprising, but I'll tell you what, it's so sad and disappointing.
Meckley says the smell from the leak is very strong at the White House today.
You're doing well there, man. West Virginia is doing.
President Trump welcomed NCAA champions in many sports. Teams included the Texas A&M women's equestrian team, Penn State women's rugby team, and the University of Washington's women's rowing team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.